In the North Bay, police are still investigating the aftermath of last night's protests that included a truck reportedly attempting to drive through a gathering of protesters and officers using tear gas to disperse the gathering. The peaceful daytime protest turned more aggressive into the night. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedelm. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So law enforcement kept a very low profile for much of the day. How do you think that influenced how the events unfolded?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, this isn't the first type incident that the city of Santa Rosa has dealt with. So over the years, we've developed a strategy where we try to work with the protesters because we absolutely support their right to peacefully protest. What becomes challenging is when that peaceful protest turns into illegal behaviors, and then it's appropriate for the police department to actually step in and try to encourage that voluntary compliance with the law.
As you were watching the situation unfold and the peaceful protests change, what is the decision-making that goes on?
Well, it's up to the boots on the ground. You know, so I, as mayor, or even the city manager, are not going to tell any of our police managers how to deal with something that is very evolving very quickly. They're the trained professionals with that. Fortunately, we have a very strong working relationship with our allied agencies. And last night, the city of Santa Rosa did request the assistance of allied agencies to work and, you know, mediate any more injuries or damage than had already occurred.
Mayor, the North Bay went through an upsetting situation in 2013 following the shooting death of Andy Lopez. How do you think that incident added to the passion of demonstrators?
Well, it's interesting you bring that one up because when I was the chief of police back when those initial protests began, and we actually coordinated some of the protests with the organizers because we expressed our interest in having this be a safe, peaceful demonstration. And so we would actually work collaboratively. If you needed some streets blocked down with the appropriate number of people, we could do it. But my understanding is last night, there was not organizers. People showed up in downtown. In fact, you know, of the three arrests that we made last night, you know, one was from Cotati, one was from Santa Rosa, one was from Petaluma. So I don't think it was as well organized, which unfortunately leads to a little bit more chaos and vandalism than an organized march.
Community volunteers have been out today cleaning the downtown square. How has the city responded and the community responded?
So, yeah, I'm very appreciative of all those efforts. I've talked to some of those folks down there, and it's we have city field crews out there assessing the damage. And then also at the same time that we're doing that, we're planning for, okay, what may or may not happen tonight based on our contacts within the community and start preparing and planning for anything that may surface.
Well, if you were to talk to your community right now, what do you want to convey? What would you like to see happen or not happen?
Just that we're better than this. And unfortunately, the city of Santa Rosa and, you know, much of the North Bay, going back to 17, we experienced the Tubbs fire, then 19, the Kincaid fire, public safety power shutoffs, and now COVID-19. And one of the things that I think has made us successful in response to that, it's neighbors helping neighbors coming together as a community. It's a very unfortunate situation that occurred last night, and that was divisive. That doesn't help at all. So I would just ask people to say, this is our home. Let's treat our home with the respect that it deserves. And if there are other issues that we need to discuss or address, the city of Santa Rosa, and I know this city council, we're more than willing to have those type of conversations. But violence or creating vandalism to our downtown does not help our community heal from what we're going through right now with the pandemic.
Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Liz.
That is Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedelm.